All right, so we will begin with the revision. Whatever we have seen so far, we will try to revise. So, Annapurna Bhagini, can you please start from this slide?
Namaskar, Mahodaya.
Namaskar, Bhagini.
Mama naam Sureshaha. Bhavatah nama kim? Mama nama Ram. Samyak Mahodaya?
Samyak Asti.
Mama nama Sureshaha. Bhavatyah nama kim? Mama nama Lata.
Samyak. अग्रे सः एषः कः इति एक वाक्यं वदतु भगिनि.
एषः कः? एषः बालिका. एषा बालिका. एषः कः? एषः पुरुषः.
समीचीनम्. नपुंसकलिङ्गसर्वनामशब्दः अस्ति अत्र. तत् एतत् किम् इति एकवाक्यं वदतु.
I didn't understand, Mahodaya. What is the question?
Napunsaka. This is neuter gender, Bhagini.
Uh-huh.
So construct a sentence using these neuter gender words as well.
Acha. Neuter gender is. Sorry, I didn't understand.
So for the neuter gender word, also please construct the sentence, Bhagini. Tat, tat, etat, kim.
Okay, sorry. Etat kim, tat kim, tat pustakam. Etat kim, etat. Vriksha is purushalingam.
Vriksha pumlingam. Vriksha.
Pustakam is napunsakalingam.
Napunsakalingam.
I'm not getting another napunsakalingam.
Kamalam, jalam.
Kamalam. Etat. Etat kamalam.
Etat kamalam. Similarly, we have trilinga sarvanam shabdaha. Sa, esha, ka, sa, lata.
So, all sarvanam shabda. Okay. Sa balika. Esha ka, esha, esha, what is that? Any strilinga shabda? Esha. Asha Balika. Sorry. Asha. Any other strilinga word?
Lata, Asha Balika.
Lata, okay.
Asha Vruddha.
Vruddha, Amodya.
Javanika. Astu. So, to look at these words, anything that is identified with the ending as aha, we have treated that as akaranta pumlinga and the name of that shabdaha. So vrukshaha is treated as akaranta pumlinga vruksha shabdaha. Similarly, for napunsakalinga shabdaha, akaranta napunsakalinga shabdaha, this is basically again
namaste. Sorry, no, for being late.
So similarly for napunsakalinga shabdam, it is am is the ending. So akarantaha napunsakalanga pustak shabdaha. So that is how we kind of pronounce it. And similarly we have seen that words ending in a have been identified as strilinga shabdaha. Akarantaha strilinga shabdaha. So that is where is a has come into picture. And similarly we have seen ikaranta strilinga shabda. Nadi is one of the ikaranta strilinga shabda. Nadi. So here we have few words. Balakaha. Balakaha is akaranta pumlinga shabda. Balika akaranta strilinga shabda. Pustakam akaranta napunsakalinga shabda. Sita akaranta strilinga shabda. Nalini ikaranta strilinga shabdaha. Vruddaha akaranta pumlinga shabdaha. Vrudha akaranta strilinga shabdaha. Chatram akaranta napunsakalinga shabdaha. Arakshakaha akaranta pumlinga shabdaha. Pushpam akaranta napunsakalinga shabdaha. Duravani.
Sorry, may I ask a
question?
I'm wondering, are you reading off a different slide than the one that you are showing us?
I'm only reading the current slide, Bhagna. This is the 15th slide.
Ah, okay. So what you are showing us is the homework, the assignment 1.1.
Just give me a minute. Is that being shared? Just give me a minute. This is Abhyasa Pustakam is what is being coming up, right?
Yeah, that's what we are seeing. The Mama, Nama, Shrinsa, yeah.
Okay. Yes. So, this is the slide right now. Okay, it is not, the slide is not coming up, the book is coming up. Okay. We'll look at the Abhyasa Pustakam. I think now it is 1.2e, right, Bhagini?
Yes, yeah, 1.2.
Okay. So Pustakam. Pustakam is...
Yes.
Pustakam is Napunsakalinga Shabdaha. Etat Pustakam Tat Kruham. Etat Chatram Tat Phalam. Etat Pushpam Tat Krishna Phalakam. Etat Upanetram Tat Dura Darshanam. So we have etat and tat as the words that are used for napunsakalinga usage or sarvanama shabdaha. So similarly, we have different sentences here. And we have seen how we can say something as yes or no. And the question that is asked is, sa balika va? Aam sa balika. Sah balakaha va? Aam sah balakaha. Tat dwaram va am tat dwaram. Eshah sainikaha va na. Eshah sainikaha na. Sah yuvati va na. Am sah yuvatihi. Aratra she is vrudha na. सः युवती न सा वृधा एतत् चित्रं वा आम् तत् चित्रम् सो वी हव् सीन् द यूसेज् एस् वा वित् रेस्पेक्ट् टु being asked as a question. So, va is also being asked as a question. That is what we have seen here. So, we have different sentences here and they are used in this form. And similarly, Nirmala Balika va aam. Nirmala Balika sa yuvati hi na. Rohini Vaidya va na. Rohini Vaidya na sa Vidyarthini. So, this is how it would be when we say, yes, it is the same thing and something is not. For example, Nirmala Balika Va Aam, Nirmala Balika Sa Yuvatihi Na. Rohini Vaidya Va Na, Rohini Vaidya Na Sa Vidyarthini. So, first is an affirmative usage. The other one is not an affirmative usage. So when are we using affirmative usage, it is like saying, yes, it is the same person and she is not the other person. For example, here, Aam Nirmala Balika Sa Yuvatihi Na. Similarly, Rohini Vaidya Va Na, Rohini Vaidya Na Sa Vidyarthini. Right? So similarly, we have different words here. Ramaha, Sita, Pustakam, Granthaha, घटी पुष्पं श्लोकः बालिका वस्त्रं दर्पणः लता गृहं विद्युद्दीपः संचिका चित्रं गजः लेखनी पत्रम् सो वी हैव डिफरेंट वर्ड्स हियर एंड ईच ऑफ दीज वर्ड्स आर आइडेंटिफाइड विथ सम जेंडर सो Prema Bhagini, please identify the genders and try to construct the sentences for these words. Prema Bhagini?
Sorry, I didn't turn up. Saha Ramaha wa Eshaha Grantaha wa Saha Slokaha wa Eshaha Darpandapanaha wa Saha Vaidyudipaha wa Eshaha Gajaha wa Sasita wa Esha Gati wa Sabalaka wa Esha Lakta wa Sa Sanchika wa Esha Likani wa Tat Pushtakam wa Eta Pushpam wa Tat Vastram wa Eta Granham wa Tat Chitram wa Eta Patram va.
Let me just...
Can I ask a question about the previous slide?
Bhagini?
Yeah, the last column. So when you say Nirmala Balaka va, and then you're asking if this girl is Nirmala. And then the first answer, Nirmala Balaka, you're saying that yes, the girl is Nirmala. Mm-hmm. And then the last sentence say Sa Vaivatina, saying it is not Vaivatiha, is that correct?
She is not a teenager. Sa Yuvatihi Na.
Ah, sa naiva tina, meaning that girl is not a teenager. Yeah. So the second row is say rohini vaidya va. You're asking if Rohini is vaidya, and then the answer is no, Rohini is not a vaidya. Na Rohini vaidya na. And then you say sa vaidya tahi, saying that Rohini is vaidya tahi. Is that correct?
Okay, so na Rohini vaidya na, she is not a doctor, but who is she? She is a student, vidyarthini.
So when you just say sa follows that, then because sa is a string linga, so it was assuming it's Rohini is the student.
Yes, correct.
Okay,
so
thank
that,
you.
That is why we are also using sa vidyarthini. Vidyarthini is feminine gender. Vidyarthi is basically masculine gender.
So you could use sa something with, as a positive, as well as sa something na as a negative.
Yes. So na is basically saying no. Sa is, we already know, it is basically a pronoun that is used to refer to a feminine gender.
So you would not say am sa balika, like the second one. You would say am ni mala balika. You wouldn't say am sa balika.
Okay, we can use that also, Bhagini. But here, when we are saying am is yes. That is why we are. So the first response that has been come in the sentence is yes, she is Nirmala, she is not a teenager. And in the second usage, second sentence, Rohini Vaidyava. So we want to say Rohini is not a Vaidya. So we are saying Rohini is not a doctor. Na, Rohini Vaidya na. Then who is she? We are answering it in the affirmative or in the positive, saying that Sa Vidyarthini.
Okay. So you would not say sa something or na sa something. You will always have the ya the name, and then na the name. Is that correct?
The explanation is correct, but it is not a rule, Bhagini. So it is not generally a rule that we have to follow. Okay, there is no rule such like that. Only we are saying here is that This is a positive response, saying that yes, she is Nirmala, she is not a teenager. So sa yuvati hina, that's all. If you do not want to say, if you do not want to use na sa yuvati hina, sa na, no, she is not a yuvati. So we can also use that as well, na sa yuvati hina, that is also right. Sa yuvati hina, that is also right. So both of the constructs are correct.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and then we have the question forms for these as well. So we had seen saha, sa, and tat. The respective question forms, whenever we want to use them in the respective genders, for pumlinga will be kaha, for strilinga will be ka, and for napunsakalinga it will be kim. So, kaha is for pumlinga, ka is for strilinga, kim is for napunsakalinga. So, kaha indicates, we are specifying this is for the masculine gender, ka is for feminine gender, kim is for neuter gender. Astu? So, kaha ramaha. So, kaha ramaha. Now, we are asking this as a question which is respect to the masculine gender. So, we'll say, एषः रामः सः रामः का सीता सा सीता और एषा सीता किं पुस्तकं तत् पुस्तकं एतत् पुस्तकं राइट सो दैट इज हाउ वी काइंड ऑफ प्रोवाइड द आंसर्स फॉर दिस जेंडर्स दैट आर डिफाइंड आर दैट आर आस्क्ड विद रिस्पेक्ट टू द मैस्कुलाइन फेमिनाइन एंड न्यूटर जेंडर. So similarly, we have seen the words that could be used on a daily basis, right? Darpanaha, darpanaha indicates mirror. Manchaha, manchaha means bed. So we'll also practice this. So Kshama Bhagini. Kshama Bhagini, asti va? Are you there?
I am here.
Ambagi.
Hari Om.
Hari Om, Bhagini.
Etat kim? Etat darpanam? Saha kaha saha darpanah? Saha kaha saha manchah? Saha kaha saha विद्युद्दीपः एषः कः एषः करदीपः एषः कः एषः मण्डपः एतत् किम् एतत् पादत्राणम् एतत् किम् एतत् कङ्कतम् तत्किं तत् सीवनयन्त्रणम् तत्किं तत् वातायनम् सा का सा जवनिका सा का सा यानपेटिका एषा का एषा निधानिका एषा का एषा द्विचक्रिका एषा का एषा पाञ्चालिका एतत् सा मापिका सा का सा माला सा का सा पुष्पाधानी एषा का एषा दूरवाणी एषा का एषा कर्तरी
समीचीनं भगिनि. अत्र चित्रमस्ति, चित्रं दृष्ट्वा अस्ति अथवा नास्ति इति प्रयोजितं निम्नलिखितवाक्यानि करोतु. पुस्तकमस्ति, विद्युद्दीपः नास्ति, घटी अस्ति वा?
घटी अस्ति.
पुष्पम् अस्ति वा?
पुष्पं नास्ति.
उपनेत्रम् अस्ति वा?
उपनेत्रं नास्ति.
सङ्गणकम् अस्ति वा?
आम्, सङ्गणकम् अस्ति.
लेखनी अस्ति वा?
लेखनी अस्ति. आम्, लेखनी
अस्ति. चषकः अस्ति वा?
चषकः अस्ति.
दूरवाणी अस्ति वा?
आम्, दूरवाणी अस्ति.
पत्रिका अस्ति वा?
न, पत्रिका नास्ति.
पत्रिका नास्ति. समीचीनं भगिनि. अस्तु, देन् वि लर्न्ट् वर्ड्स् टु इण्डिकेट् समथिङ्ग् दट् इस् हियर् आर् देर् विच् इस् बेसिकलि अत्र अण्ड् तत्र. समथिङ्ग् दट् इस् हियर् इस् हियर् इण्डिकेट्स् अत्र, तत्र मीन्स् देर्, रैट्? सो सस्यम् अत्र अस्ति. सो द प्लाण्ट् इस् हियर्. सस्यम् अत्र अस्ति. The plant is here. वृक्षः तत्र अस्ति. द ट्री इस् देर्. सस्यम् अत्र अस्ति, वृक्षः तत्र अस्ति. सो सिमिलर्लि वि हाव् डिफ्रेण्ट् आब्जेक्ट्स् हियर् लैक् कारयानं. कारयानं कुत्र अस्ति? सो वेन् एवर् वि वाण्ट् टु आस्क् वेर् देन् इट् विल् बिकम् कुत्र. कारयानं कुत्र अस्ति? सो कारयानम् अत्र अस्ति. देवालयः कुत्र अस्ति? देवालयः तत्र अस्ति. देर् इट् इस् प्रेसेण्ट् देर्. देवालयः तत्र अस्ति. कारयानम् अत्र अस्ति, देवालयः तत्र अस्ति. अस्तु. सिमिलर्लि वि हाव् लर्न्ड् अदर् वर्ड्स् एस् वेल् लैक् सर्वत्र. आं भगिनि.
अत्र मीन्स् हियर्.
आं भगिनि, अत्र मीन्स् हियर्.
धन्यवादः महोदय.
अत्र मीन्स् हियर्, तत्र मीन्स् देर् अण्ड् सिमिलर्लि वि लर्न्ड् द वर्ड् सर्वत्र अण्ड् अन्यत्र. सर्वत्र मीन्स् एव्रीवेर् अण्ड् अन्यत्र मीन्स् एल्स्वेर्. इट् इस् नाट् हियर्, इट् इस् एल्स्वेर्. अन्यत्र. सर्वत्र मीन्स् एव्रीवेर्. अत्र हियर्, तत्र देर्. कुत्र मीन्स् the question where. Sarvatra means everywhere. Anyatra means elsewhere. Ekatra means at one place. Ekatra means at one place.
Dhanyavadah.
So we have few sentences here. So Annapurna Bhagini.
Amul. वायुः सर्वत्र अस्ति. देवः सर्वत्र अस्ति. मम मित्रम् अन्यत्र अस्ति. देवः ऐ हाव् टु आस्क् क्वश्चन् महोदय. देवः कुत्र अस्ति? देवः सर्वत्र अस्ति. मम मित्रम् अन्यत्र अस्ति. तस्य गृहं कुत्र अस्ति? तस्य गृहम् अन्यत्र अस्ति.
समीचीनं.
पुस्तकम् अत्र अस्ति. पुस्तकं तत्र अस्ति. पुस्तकं कुत्र अस्ति? पुस्तकम् अत्र अस्ति. गृहं कुत्र अस्ति? गृहं तत्र अस्ति.
समीचीनं. गृहं तत्र अस्ति. सिमिलर्लि वी केन् फार्म् द सेण्टेन्सेस् वित् दि अदर् वर्ड्स् एस् वेल्. पुस्तकं तत्र अस्ति, पुस्तकं सर्वत्र, पुस्तकम् अन्यत्र अस्ति. सर्वत्र न, पुस्तकम् अन्यत्र अस्ति. गृहं कुत्र अस्ति? गृहं तत्र अस्ति. गृहम् अत्र अस्ति. गृहम् अन्यत्र अन्यत्र अस्ति. अस्तु. And similarly, we have seen the usage for the self. Self indicates aham. Aham Lata Bhavan Kaha. Aham Janardhanaha. Aham Lata Bhavati Ka. Aham Nirmala. So whenever we have seen for the self, we have used aham. Right? And if you want to specify the profession, right? Bhavataha Nama Kim, we said Mama Nama. Right? Bhavatah nama kim. Similarly, bhavatyah nama kim, we specified our name. So, who are you is what is being asked here. So, if you are saying who are you, and bhavan is basically addressing with respect. So, bhavan kaha. So, bhavan kaha is who are you. So, we can specify the answer as aham vaidyah, aham vidyarthi. Aham vaidyah, aham vidyarthi. So, I am a doctor. I am a student. So aham vaidyah, I am a doctor. Aham vidyarthi, I am a student. Bhavatika, bhavatika is who are you. Bhavatika. Aham gruhini, aham vidyarthini. Aham gruhini, aham vidyarthini. Bhavatika. Right? So similarly we have bhavan kaha. Bhavan kaha. So the question is bhavan kaha. And for the feminine gender, it is bhavatika. For the masculine gender, it is bhavan kaha. for the feminine gender it is bhavati ka. Then we can get the answer. Aam bhagini.
Is this bhavan kaha, bhavati kaha? Is this directly not who are you, no? Who is this lady or who is this?
Bhavan is actually who is you only, no, bhagini? Because bhavan, bhavat shabdaha, it is basically for somebody whom we are respecting, whom we are addressing with respect, bhavat shabdaha. So bhavan is basically, we are saying, who are you only, right?
Okay.
Who is this is sahakaha. Or who is that sahakaha, saka.
Okay. Asu Mahodaya. Thank you.
So bhavan kaha aham vaidya. So who are you? Or in fact, if you want to frame the question further, then we can ask what is your profession. We'll see that as well. But for now, who are you? We are just specifying that I am vaidyaha, or I am trying to say, I am trying to give a description of myself. So right now, we are saying, instead of asking what are you doing, it is bhavan kaha. Who are you, or what is that you do, or what? Who are you is what is being asked. Bhavan kaha, bhavati ka. So similarly, we have seen in Shashti Vibhakti, if we want to refer to something with...
Am I disturbing?
No, Bhagini. No, Bhagini.
Okay. That actual meaning of bhavan or bhavati is not who, right?
Bhavan is not who, Bhagini. Bhavan is you.
You. Okay.
And this is again asked with respect to, because we have not seen Madhyama Purusha Shabdaha so far. So that is, Tvam is not something that we have seen right now. So this is the same usage as Bhavataha Namakim. Bhavataha is Shashti Vibhakti. Bhavan is Pradhama Vibhakti. And both the forms are Bhavat Shabdaha. Bhavat Pumlinga Shabdaha, Bhavat Strilinga Shabdaha. We will see this form as well.
Okay. Asu Mahodaya. Thank you.
Similarly, we have words in Shashti Vibhakti to indicate possessiveness. Ambali.
When we address Mataji, how we have to address Bhavati only?
Bhavati, Bhagini. Bhavati. So, Bhavati Kim Krutavati Aham Janami, iti, if you want to write that in the letter, and then Mataji is Bhavati. Bhavatyaha Karyam Bahu Samichinam Asti, Aham Kinchit Danam iti Krutavati iti Chami, Rupaya Vadatu Aham Kim Karomi.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Kshamita Mahodaya. Can I ask one question? We say Bhavataha Namakim. Bhavataha is again Padama Vibhakti. Bhavataha Namakim. Again, coming to the feminine gender, Bhavatyaha Namakim. Bhavati Namakim, they don't say.
Bhavatyaha. Bhavatyaha Namakim.
So I was getting doubt, like Bhavatah Namakim is simple Pradhama Vibhakti and
Bhavatah is actually here it is Shashti Vibhakti Bhagini. Bhavatah
is Shashti. Okay.
What is your Bhavan name?
Pradhama Vibhakti Bhavan.
Bhavan is Pradhama Vibhakti.
Bhavan is Bhavata. Oh, okay.
The root word is Bhavat Bhagini.
Bhavat Shabdava. Okay.
Bhavat Shabdaha.
Dhaniwad Mahodaya.
Bhavan, Bhavanto, Bhavantaha. We just started these forms, but we have not gone into this. We'll practice this also. It is Bhavan, Bhavanto, Bhavantaha in Pradhama Vibhakti. And okay. The root word is Bhavat Shabdaha. Sakaranta Bhavat Shabdaha.
धन्यवाद
अस्तु अग्रे सो अगेन् वि सा आफ्टर् दि द षष्ठी विभक्ति प्रयोगः आफ् वेरियस् वर्ड्स् एण्ड् वेन् वि से षष्ठी विभक्ति इट् इस् बेसिकलि वाट् वि आर् ट्रैङ्ग् टु सी हियर् इस् दीस् वर्ड्स् आर् कमिङ्ग् फ्रम् एतद् शब्दः आर् तद् शब्दः एण्ड् दीस् आर् दकारान्तः सो एतद् विल् बिकम् एतस्य इन् षष्ठी विभक्ति एण्ड् तद् विल् बिकम् तस्य इन् षष्ठी विभक्ति एण्ड् एतद् इस् अगेन् अवेलेबल् इन् नपुंसकलिङ्गं पुंलिङ्गम् एण्ड् स्त्रीलिङ्गम् सो एतद् शब्दः इन् पुंलिङ्गं विल् बि एषः एतौ एते दट् इस् प्रथमा विभक्ति यूसेज् एषः एतौ एते एण्ड् षष्ठी विभक्ति विल् बिकम् एतस्य फार् एकवचनम् Shishti will become Etasya. And what does Etasya mean here is, it is like kind of possessive. Means what is his name? Tasya Nama Kim. When we want to ask what is his name, Tasya Nama Kim. Then somebody who is nearby, it will become Etasya Nama Ramaha. And somebody who is far away, Tasya Nama Krishna. His name is Ramaha. His name is Krishna. So something that is belonging to him. What is his name? Right? Tasya nama Krishnaha, etasya nama Ramaha. Similarly, etasya nama Ganeshaha, tasya nama Anjaneyaha. Etasya nama Shivaha, tasya nama Buddhaha. And similarly, tat kim etat Ramayanam. Etasya nama Ramayanam, tasya nama Mahabharatam. एतत् पुस्तकम् एतस्य नाम रामायणं तस्य नाम महाभारतम् सिमिलर्लि फार् द फेमिनैन् जेण्डर् आर् फार् स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्द द रूट् वर्ड् इस् अगेन् एतद् द रूट् वर्ड् इस् एतद् सो हियर् वि हेव् एतस्याः नाम उमा तस्याः नाम गीता सो दिस् इस् षष्ठीविभक्तिप्रयोगः एण्ड् द रूट् फार्म् इस् एतद् फार् this particular column, the root form is etad, and for this particular column, the root word is tad. And when we use that in the sixth declension or in the Shashti Vibhakti, this will become etasyaha, right? Etasyaha nama rama, uma, and similarly, dakarantaha, strilingaha, tad shabdaha will become tasyaha in Shashti Vibhakti, ekvachana rupam. So singular usage is etasyaha, for etad in Shashti Vibhakti and for tad the usage will be tasyaha in Shashti Vibhakti right the root form is etad and for this column the root form is tad etad and tad so etasyaha nama leela tasyaha nama kim tasyaha nama leela Similarly, etasyah nama kim, etasyah nama lakshmihi. Astu? So similarly, tasyah nama kim, tasyah nama sarala. Right? So the same thing, if we had to ask in the bhavat rupam, right? If you wanted to ask with respect, bhavatyah, that is where it became, bhavatyah nama kim, bhavatya mama nama. Then we said, what is your name? Right, that is what we wanted to ask. If we wanted to ask, what is your name? By addressing with respect, Bhavatyah nama kim, mama nama lakshmihi. That is what would be the answer. Mama nama lakshmihi. So, mama is again with respect to the self. That is why it is becoming mama there. And it is in Shashti Vibhakti. So, whenever we are using mama, etasyah, etasya, tasya, tasyah, all these words are in Shashti Vibhakti. Okay, we are saying it is my name. My name is this, or mama. Mama name is, my name is, right? Tasyah, tasyah is, her name is. Right, that is what we are using, tasyah, etasyah, her name is. Similarly, etasya, if it is Pumlinga, etasya, his name is. The book's name is, or that that name is etasya with respect to napunsakalinga is also etasya and pumlinga is also etasya. Similarly, tasya for pumlinga and tasya for napunsakalinga.
May I ask a question to clarify the question and answer?
Aam Bhagini, yes.
So the question is that, let's say for string linga, is etasya nama the name? That is a question. And then if this is a statement, is this a statement or this is a question? I'm confused.
This is the answer, or this is a statement. Etasyah nama uma. Yeah.
So if you want to ask the question, you would have asked, Esha nama Kim.
Etasyah nama Kim. What is her name?
Eshasya namaha.
Not Esha. Etasyah.
Etasyaha nama kim is the question. And then the answer, you still use the same word, etasyaha nama, the name.
Samichinam. Yes,
so, so the question, you just don't have the name, but you have the kim afterward.
Yes.
So etasyaha, so etasya ha versus etasya, what's the big difference?
Etasya is for masculine gender. Etasya.
No, I thought the sa kim and esha kim is for strilingam. That's for feminine.
Okay. So there are multiple ways of using it. For example, we want to say that who is she? Sa ka. We are going to ask her, who is she? Sa ka. Similarly, etasyaha na, etasyaha or kasyaha nama uma. Whose name is Uma? Kasyaha. So that is also whose name is Uma. Who is she? Sa ka. So these are the kind of questions that we might ask. Who is she? Sa ka. Whose name is Uma? Kasyaha nama uma. Etasyaha nama uma. Or etasyah nama kim, etasyah nama uma.
Okay.
So there are, we have multiple ways of using the same thing. For if we want to say whose name is Uma, then we will use kasyah nama uma. Okay. Then the answer would be etasyah nama uma. Sa ka, who is she? So then, or esha ka, who is she? Somebody who is nearby. Esha ka? Esha Uma. Sa ka? Somebody who is far away. Who is she? Sa Uma. And we have a group of people. Now I want to ask, whose name is Uma? Kasyaha nama Uma? Then I say, tasyaha or etasyaha nama Uma.
Okay. I'm still confused, but I think I understand a little bit. Thank you.
Okay.
Mahodaya, this Lakshmihi strilinga va? Lakshmihi.
Aam Bhagini. Lakshmihi is a strilinga shabda here. We have the visargaha though, but it is still a, just like yuvatihi, this is Lakshmihi, that is ikaranta, this is ikaranta.
Ikaranta.
Dirgha.
Okay.
So, so here we have different usages. So let us try to practice this. The words are kind of mixed up. We have both feminine genders and masculine genders here. So Sarayu Nadi is the root word, and we have to use that in the Shashti Vibhakti. Sarayu Nadyaha Tire Ayodhya Asti. So on the banks of the river Sarayu, Ayodhya, the city of Ayodhya exists, or it is available, or it is present. So Sarayu Nadyah Tire Ayodhya Asti. Similarly, Ayodhya is the root word, and we want to say Ayodhyah Raja, Ayodhyah Raja, Ayodhyayah Raja Dasharatah. The king of Ayodhya is Dasharatah. Ayodhyayah Raja Dasharatah. Similarly, we have Dasharatah. Dasharatah is the name of the king. Right? And now we want to say the sons of Dasharatah. Then it will become Dasharatasya Chatvarah Putraha. So the sons of Dasharatha, there are four sons of Dasharatah. That is what it is to be constructed here. Dasharatasya Chatvarah Putraha. Similarly, what is the...
Kshamitam, Ayodhyasyah Raja.
Ayodhya is actually Sthrilinga Shabda Bhagini. So, Ayodhyayah Raja Dasharatah.
Okay.
Ayodhyah Asti Chet, Ayodhyasya Iti Prayogam Asti. Atra Ayodhyah Nasti, Atra Ayodhya Asti. Dasharatasya Chatvarah Putraha. So Dasharatah is Pumlinga Shabda word. So Dasharatasya will become the Shashti Vibhakti. Dasharatasya Chatvarah Putraha. Similarly, Prathamah. Prathamasya Nama Raja. The first son's name is Ramah. So Prathamasya Nama Ramah. Similarly, Dvitiyah. Dvitiyasya Nama Bharatah. The second son's name is Bharatah. Similarly, we have Trutiyah. 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 Trutiyasya Chaturthasya Cha Nama Lakshmanah Shatrugnyah Cha. So the third and fourth son's name are Lakshmanah and Shatrugnah. So Trutiyasya Chaturthasya. So Trutiyasya is what will become here in the Shashti Vibhakti. Chaturtha is the root word in the Prathama Vibhakti. Chaturthasya will become the Shashti Vibhakti. Similarly, Ramaha. Ramaha, whose son is Rama, is what is to be asked. Then we'll say, Ramaha Kausalyayah Putraha. Kausalyayah. He's a son of Kausalya. Ramaha Kausalyayah Putraha. Bharataha Kaikeyah Putraha. Kaikeyah Putraha. Bharataha Kaikeyah Putraha. Lakshmanaha is the word given here. And similarly, we have Shatrughnaha. Right? So, Lakshmanasya Shatrughnasya Cha Mata Sumitra. So, Lakshmanas and Shatrughnas mother is Sumitra. So, Lakshmanasya Shatrughnasya Cha Mata Sumitra. That is what is going to be constructed here. Ramaha, Ravanaha, Kumbhakarnaha Cha Vadam Krutavan. So, Rama killed Ravanaha and Kumbhakarnaha. So, he has performed the duty of killing, right? That is what we have to say. Then, Ramaha Ravanasya Kumbhakarnasya Cha Vadam Krutavan. So, the killing of Ravana and the killing of Kumbhakarna is done by Rama. Ramaha Ravanasya Kumbhakarnasya Cha Vadham Krutavan. So here Cha is and Krutavan. Krutavan is again has done. Something that we have to use in the past tense, then it will become Krutavan. Ramaha Ravanasya Kumbhakarnasya Cha Vadham Krutavan. So similarly, we have different words here. So we'll try to look at them as well. So Prema Bhagini.
Could I ask a question first about the last one that you just gone to? Uh-huh. Is it that if this is like Pumlinga or Napum Skalinga, you drop the ha and you replace it with siya?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Bhagini, yes. That is what is
and
happening.
And right. if the word is strilinga, you drop the a and you replace it with asyaha.
Okay. So Mathura will become Mathurayaha. So for this we need a little bit of practice, Bhagini. Not necessarily yaha is always coming. So for each word it is kind of different, but for the Pumlinga, we could say it is following Sya. The aha is dropped and Sya is being added. But for Srilinga, it is not the case. So, because Nadi will become Nadyaha, Mathura will become Mathurayaha. So the difference is there already. Sita will become Sitayaha, Lata will become Latayaha. So we are not adding Syaha.
Okay, so for the Pumlinga and Napuslinga is always you drop the ha and you replace it with ya. But
again, Bhagini, it is not always. It is not always. For now, it is happening, but there are words where we'll not see them in this form always. So it is not an always rule.
Okay, so for now, we just try to remember.
Yes, Bhagini. So this will come only with practice. And also, we have to see the vibhaktis or the declensions. Till then, we will not be able to generalize this. Right now, it looks generalized, but it is not so.
Okay.
Mathura will become Mathurayaha. Agrasenaha will become Agrasenasya. So we'll just try to revise this. So please try to construct with whatever we have learned, Bhagini.
Okay. Mathurayaha Raja Ugrasnyaha.
Senaha. Ugrasenaha.
Ugrasenaha. Ugrasenyaha. Ugrasenyaha. Putram kamsayaha.
Kamsaha.
Kamsayaha.
This is both of them, the second sentence and the third sentence, both of them are in Pumlinga. So this
you can use.
Yeah.
Kamsasya. Okay. Kamsasya. Bhagini Devaki Syaha.
This is again now Strilinga. Devaki, it will become Devakyaha.
Okay. Devakiyaha. Patri.
One second, Bhagini. Devakiyahana. Devakyaha.
Devakiyaha.
Ki is not there. Nadi will become Nadyaha. Devaki will become Devakyaha. Devakyaha.
He
is dropped and the ka is half pronounced. He is dropped, the ka is half pronounced, and yaha is added.
Okay. So devakyasyaha.
Devakyaha. Sir is not there. Devakyaha. Yes.
Okay. Devakyaha.
Devakyaha, that's all. Devakyaha.
Okay, so you drop the I, you drop the S, and you just add the Y. Long A and Ha.
Yes.
Devakyaha.
Yes, Devakyaha.
Okay. Devakyaha पति वासुदेवः. देवख्यायः पुत्रा कृष्णः.
समीचीनम्. पुत्रः, बिकास् देर् इस् अ विसर्ग, इट् विल् बि पुत्रः.
पुत्रः कृष्णः.
समीचीनम्.
कृष्णस्य
भगिनि, हियर् नन्दगोपालः शुड् बि कन्वर्टेड् टु द सिक्स्थ् डिक्लेन्शन्. यशोदा शुड् बि कन्वर्टेड् टु सिक्स्थ् डिक्लेन्शन्.
ओके. कृष्णः नन्दगोपालस्यः यशोदायाः
वाट् यु सेट् फस्ट् इस् करेक्ट्. नन्दगोपस्य यशोदायाः.
ओके. कृष्णा नन्दगोपालः यशोदायाः च पुत्राः अपि.
समीचीनं. फस्ट् टैम् वाट् यु सेट् वास् रैट्. नन्दगोपस्य अण्ड् यशोदायाः. नन्दगोपः इस् मास्क्युलैन्, सो सिक्स्थ् डिक्लेन्शन् विल् बिकम् नन्दगोपस्य.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No.
Oh my god. Okay. Krishna ha natako pasya yosadosyaha
yashodayaha. Yashoda, don't add sa for it is, as I said, there is no generic rule for, we cannot put a generic rule, Bhagni, as of now. So, whenever we are getting this akarant feminine gender, right, because this is A at the end, we are going to use it this as Yashodayah in the sixth declension.
Okay. Yashodayah cha palita putram.
पुत्रः, देर् इस् नो अम् हियर्. पुत्रः,
पुत्रः अपि.
समीचीनं, समीचीनं, करेक्ट्.
ओके. कुञ्चीयः.
अगेन् हियर् फर् ईकारान्त इट् इस् गोयिङ्ग् फर् नौ विल् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दट् कुन्ती इस् गोयिङ्ग् बिकम् कुन्त्याः. कुन्त्याः पुत्रः, कुन्त्याः.
कुन्त्याः पुत्रं हा अर्जुनः.
पुत्रः, पुत्रः.
पुत्रः, पुत्रः अर्जुनः.
अर्जुनः, नः.
अर्जुनः.
समीचीनं, यस्.
ओके. सः अर्जुनस्य. No.
Arjunasya, no. Because you have to comment only.
Krishnasya Bhaginisya. Bhaginisyaha.
No, sir. Bhaginyaha. Bhaginyaha. No, sir. Sir is not.
Bhaginyaha. Subda Subba Dva यः पतिः.
समीचीनं, यस्.
ओम्
भगिनि, यस् भगिनि. सः अर्जुनः या प्लीस् रिपीट् भगिनि.
सः अर्जुनः कृष्णस्य भगिनी
भगिन्याः सुभद्रायाः पतिः. भगिन्याः सुभद्रायाः पतिः.
सुभद्रायाः पतिः. अस्तु, थेङ्क् यु महोदय.
अस्तु भगिनि. प्रेमा भगिनि, यु केन् कण्टिन्यू.
सुभद्रायाः पुत्राः abhiman abhiman yuktaha
yuhu yuhu
yuhu abhin abhiman yuhu abhiman yuhu abhiman yusya no abhiman yuhu uttatrasya
Nana, this is Srilinga, Srilinga, feminine gender. Uttara. Uttara is given.
So it's Uttarasya. Yaha.
Uttarayaha. Uttarayaha.
Uttarayaha. Okay. Abhimanyuhu Uttara Uttarasya ha patihi.
No, no, this is Uttara, don't use Sa Bhagni, this is just a Uttarayaha for feminine gender.
So ah, so you don't have the S.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ah, okay. So you drop the long A and you add the Y and the long A and the Ha.
Drop the A, no, we are not dropping it, Uttarayaha. So it is again the long A. Added and then yaha is added. Y-A-H is added.
Ah, okay. Uttarayaha.
Yes. That is
okay.
The pronunciation.
Okay.
Shall I also try all the sentences once, if you don't
yes,
mind?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Madurasya Raja Ugrasena.
Madurasya, this is actually feminine gender, Bhagini. Always we'll have, with respect to the word, not going with the place, actually.
So, what is
to be? Mathurayaha Raja Ugrasena.
Mathurayaha Raja Ugrasena. Ugrasenasya Putraha Kamsaha. Kamsasya Bhagini Devaki. Is it right?
Yes, sir.
Devakyaha patihi vasudevaha putraha krishnaha.
Samichinam.
Krishnaha nandagopasya nandagopasya yashoda
yashodaha
Yashodayaha cha palita putraha palita putraha kuntihi
he is brought up by nandagopaha nandagopaha and yashoda
okay
palita putraha
so once again can you please repeat sir
he is brought up by nandagopaha and yashoda so krishnaha okay. Nandagopasya Yashodayaha cha palita putraha api.
Okay, okay. Kuntihi
Kunti
Kuntyaha putraha Arjunaha.
Samichina.
Saha Arjunaha Krishnasya Bhagini Subhadrayaha Patihi.
Krishnasya Bhaginyaha Subhadrayaha Patihi.
ओके सः अर्जुनः कृष्णस्य भगिन्याः सुभद्रायाः
पतिः सिस्टर् आफ् कृष्णास् कृष्णास् दैट इस् हाउ इट् इस् कन्सिडर्ड् या
ओके सुभद्रायाः पुत्रः अभिमन्यु अभिमन्युः उत्तरायाः
पतिः सो इस् द हस्बेण्ड् आफ् उत्तरा
बहु धन्यवादः महोदय
चिन्ता मास्तु अस्तु सो ओके वी हाव् द नेक्स्ट् वर्ड्स् एस् दि वर्ब्स् दीस् वर्ड्स् आर् वर्ब्स् आर् क्रियापदानि वर्ब्स् आर् क्रियापदानि सो एण्ड् वी हाव् सीन् सम् आफ् दीस् वर्ड्स् So what we'll do is we'll revise this in the next class. For today, I think we will stop here. And we'll continue with the words and the other revision aspects in our next class. And then we'll move further. So any questions, Bhagini?
No.
No, Mother.
Thank you. It's very difficult. Thank you.
चिन्ता मास्तु अस्तु धन्यवादः पुनः मिलामः अग्रे सप्ताहे
धन्यवादः महोदय पुनर्मिलामः
धन्यवादः महोदय पुनर्मिलामः